here. And y'all remember, man, talk this shit up when you hit them bricks. Best way to get more involved is to tell people about the benefits of this here thing. No beefing, no drama, just business. Anybody got problems with anybody else here, we bring it to the group. We ain't got to take it to the streets. All right, let's do it.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show with host Smith and that's Mike Real and Diamond Day.
Mike Real, but you can call me Mr.
This is the Unconcealed.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show.
This is Mr. Naz.
Out of the New Jersey and New York area, the Unconcealed Talk Show.
Diamond D.
This is Unconcealed.
If you're the common denominator of relationships and work and all that, then maybe they ain't the problem. Maybe you are the problem.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show with
Mrs. Unconcealed.
We all have certain challenges that we face during adolescence, young adulthood, and by now, damn it, if you haven't gotten together, it's your own fault.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show.
Look, come on now.
Right.
You know, you go just up and doing through, you know, and man, people don't understand. Oh, people do understand. You keep putting yourself in the same situation. Look, like your home.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show with hosts Smith and that's Mike Real and Diamond Day.
Hello, hello, hello. What's going on? Once again, welcome everyone to the sound of our voices, the Unconcealed Talk Show with yours truly, Mr. Naz, and of course the one and only lovely Ms. Diamond D, and salute to the one and only Mike Real.
Absolutely. How are you, Mr. Naz?
I'm feeling blessed, sister. I'm feeling blessed. I'm feeling good this week. I'm feeling good.
Okay.
How are you doing? How's your week?
Oh. What today is? Like, my week is awesome. So on Mondays, I did Mellow Mondays, which was a lot of fun. Can't wait to have you come over and chat it up with me over there. And actually, people will get to see you because we do an actual video in addition to the audio on that side. So I'm excited for everybody to get to see you. But I did that on Monday, and it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. So, and then Sunday, I went to a wine festival, and I hadn't been to one. This was my first one all year. And I went on, like, a happy wine shopping spree. It was amazing. I bought a little
nice.
Yeah, it was fine. I love wine festivals. I love, you know, it's funny because a lot of people don't know that there's festivals other than house music festivals. It's a whole thing. You know, there are other types of festivals. So that's what I've been doing, that and working hard at the 9 to 5. They're expecting me to work for the money they pay me. I need to talk to them about that, though.
Now, what wines do you drink? What wines do you, like, you know, for those who just tuning in, you know, we find out Miss Diamond D's a wine connoisseur. So she, what's your favorite?
So my favorite is a Cabernet if I'm out for dinner or something like that. But I just recently started drinking Sauvignon Blanc. Again, if I'm going out to dinner, depending, like, I try to even pair it up. Like, I like to have a white with my seafood and a red with my meat. I try to be cute with it. Sometimes I get it wrong. But then when I go to the festivals here in New Jersey, they have a variety of wineries that join. So this particular festival, there was about 12 wineries, and I walked around and I sampled. So I bought a wide range from dessert wines, which is your very, very sweet wines, they're better known as dessert wines, all the way down to some things that are drier. So, you know, if you are not really into wines and you don't know what wines you like, the best thing to do to introduce yourself is to go to one winery or a wine festival.
Yes.
And then walk around and just sample, and you'll find what your palate is. My palate ranges. Like when I first started drinking wine, I just wanted the sweet stuff. Now I know that the sweet stuff isn't for with dinner. That's your dessert wine. So I'm learning. But at the end of the day, I just want the wine with the highest alcohol content.
You know what?
Like, let me stop and keep it real.
Oh, I mean, right now they not listen. They got some wines to put you on your ass now. I mean, it's a little cheaper. I mean, you know, I don't know. Do they still make Night Train or what's that other?
Remember that bullshit?
What was that? That Mad Dog. Remember that?
It was Mad Dog 2020. Actually, I was in Atlantic City a couple of weeks ago, and a person I was with was like, "Oh, this is a nice looking bottle. I'm gonna buy this." I was like, "Not with me. You're not gonna purchase Mad Dog 2020."
No, they still sell it.
Oh no, they still sell it. It's a whole thing. They still sell it, but
wow.
The alcohol content in it is lower now than it used to be because Mad Dog used to put us on our asses when we were kids and underage.
Yes.
But now it's more like a cooler. The alcohol content in it is really low now, like a 8%.
Oh, yes.
So it doesn't have that same effect. But when you go to the wine festivals, you're going to start at like an 11% and then all the way up. I bought a couple of ports. So a port is like a 19%. So when you're buying your wine, if you want to get something to, you always get a port. If you want to get put on your ass, get a port. That's why, like, in the hood, they drink Taylor Port. I don't drink Taylor Port. Like, I like a port that's not going to give me a hangover. But the port wines, oh, everything. That's going to be your strongest. And they actually, some of them have, like, a brandy. You got to come one day.
Definitely. I mean, I just started getting the wines. I mean, you know, I like a good Cabernet. Let me see, whites. I'll do a Chardonnay.
Mm-hmm.
I think yourself with white wine. I'll do with my seafood. I'll do red, you know, with the Pinot. They said the Pinot has the highest levels to help your blood level, actually. They say he actually recommended you drink a glass, you know, one per night, you know, but days be hard at work, but I be like sitting like, this bottle's looking lovely right now. So, I mean, listen, don't judge me. I ain't no damn alcoholic, so nobody judge my ass.
No apologies either. No judgment. What happens here stays here. And they need to not judge you because I'm just happy you're talking a little bit about yourself, right? So, you see, we making progress.
Oh, my God. Am I secretive?
Am I? You're so private. You are so private, and I'm so transparent. I'm like, what do you want to know? I'll tell you everything.
You know what?
Sometimes I lie, though.
I am going to work on that. I promise you, the listeners, you know, people, you know, trying to live my best life. I mean, maybe I'm just very guarded and protective because I don't like nobody messing with my privacy. And if you do it, you're getting your ass handled.
That's the problem. We're going to talk about that.
Well, all right, Dr. Diamond,
I'm just on the couch letting you just, he's like, Dr. Diamond,
all of a sudden I was on the couch, like yes,
mm-hmm.
I got to work on it. Yeah, I have issues, secure issues. I'm just protected. It's like you ever have somebody that just touch you that don't want to touch you? Like say, for example, those that are listening, you guys can relate to this, or maybe not. If not, whatever.
right.
You have that person
awesome.
that's just in your space, and they too close when they talk to you that
mm-hmm.
you want to just like punch them in the throat, or they touching you like why?
Yeah,
why can't
but
you
they
communicate
usually
without?
Don't mean any harm. They really don't. Like I have a particular salesperson. He's just very high strung. To be in sales, you got to be high strung, and I do a good job for my sales team. But when he sees me, which isn't often, he hugs me, and that totally violates everything that I believe in, especially in corporate. Don't touch me, and I work for a human resources company. But he does it. It's quick. It's creepy because he's in my space, and I do want to throat punch him. But it's coming from a
good
place.
Oh, we gotta use that for future shows. Throat punch, I love that. It's a throat punch.
I did my fist
yes.
too. Like,
yes.
You know?
Yes. Throat
but
punch.
But you know,
right
normally
throat.
when people want to know more about you, it's just because they're intrigued or you're interesting. So you guys, we gonna work on your cards now just a little bit.
A goddamn Hallmark moment.
Right? Here we go again.
Oh, this has been nosy as hell.
This is true. Sometimes they're just nosy and they want to have something to talk about. So, you know, but
get a
you pick and
people.
Choose.
I know. I'm
you
working on it. All right,
you share.
You're right. I'm working on it. I am going to start being a little bit more transparent to a certain extent, you know, so
right.
the listeners
like
and
don't be like
and our potential.
Yeah, they know me.
Yeah, no, you know what? I like to create the illusion sometimes. You know, you think you know me, they be like, hold up, man, this guy got a lot of hood in him, but yet he also has a lot of corporate in him. But, yeah,
Yeah, and that's the thing. When people, I like that people really only know Diamond, and then the best is that when they only know Diamond and then they come at me sideways, like, you got the number, call me. And then Daquisha calls because I've got three personalities. There's Diamond.
Whoa,
and
wait a minute. Hold up. Pause. You say three personalities.
I've got three. There's Diamond. Hey, everybody. This is Diamond. It's your girl, Diamond D. Then I've got Denise. She's corporate. She's very, you know, very business oriented. And then I got Daquisha. She's from the hood. And y'all don't want to meet her.
Daquisha? How do you even spell
Daquisha? Daquisha. I don't know. Let's see. D-Y-Q-U-E-E-S-H-A.
Daquisha. Oh, my God. Thank God that I'm. No, hold up. No. We'll talk. I mean, that's not like your government name, is it? Is it?
No, really? You've heard, now you're being funny. No.
No, I'm not. No, I'm just saying. I mean, I've had people. All right. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, parents. All right, look. I'm all for whatever
creativity.
You decide to call your child.
Unique
but give your child
name.
A chance to get a job. I mean, you know the stereotypes we get in our society. Mm-hmm. And to each his own. I'm not knocking nobody. Please make no mistake about that.
I'm knocking.
Okay. Oh, you now you want to? Come on. Yeah, I ran into some names. I'm like, this can't be real. I mean, you named your child after
one.
All the drinks.
I was going to say the craziest one that I've ever run across was tequila. I was like, this child's name cannot really be tequila. Mm-hmm, tequila.
Tequila.
That's real talk.
Seriously.
Tequila. Tequila, and I don't care. Tequila works for ADP. I don't remember her last name. I don't care. But ADP hired Tequila. And I worked in corporate at ADP for a long time, and there was a person there. You know, her files would come across my desk, and her name was Tequila. And I was like, this has got to be. Am I going punk? You know, like, is this, you know, a hidden camera around here somewhere? Because I cannot be reading this. And then it came across again. Yeah, her name was Tequila.
I had a guy, I swear to you, I was working. I was talking to him, and you know, he said, you know, this is my son right here. He says she killed Kobe. I said, excuse you? Excuse me?
You know, named him after Shaquille.
I
and Kobe Bryant, one name.
He said she killed Kobe. No, and that's a setting. You must have been there. It was his part of his first name. I was done. I was like, I want to throat punch him.
He needed to be throat punched. That's just... We got to do better.
I mean,
we got to do better. Seven, we got to do better.
You know, I like that. We got to do better. I like that.
We got to do better. That's it. People get offended when I say that, but we got to do better.
You know what? I think I found our next segment. I think
we
like that.
We got to do better.
I like that.
I love when you
like
take
that a whole lot.
Oh, wow. What's going on in the news?
Well, in our new segment, we got to do better, but hold up. I'm going to let you introduce. I think I got somebody on the line. Let me just double check behind the scenes. Start it off. I'm going to see who's behind the line, behind the scenes. And
if they want to talk.
Yeah, let's
find
out.
Last week we had some people on the line. They didn't want to talk to us. Come call in and talk to us, guys.
Yeah, I mean, we can hold our own, but you know, we want company in our house. It's all good.
Yeah,
Tommy, lead off the segment for us. Let me find out.
All right, so hey everybody, we're going to go into our next segment. This is our current event segment, and literally Naz just named it. He gave it an official title about 30 seconds ago, and I don't remember it. So this is our current event segment, and we're going to talk about what's going on in the news and how we feel about it, and feel free to call in and chat with us about it. And we're going to, unfortunately, talk about another murder of a black person by a cop. So earlier, I think it was Sunday night, a cop in Dallas fatally shot Atiana Jefferson in her home, and he was jailed, which happened relatively quickly. I was surprised that he was jailed so fast. She was 28 years old, and she was in her home, and the officers were called to her home for a wellness check. If you don't know what a wellness check is, that's when you're calling just because you're concerned. You don't report a disturbance or anything like that. You're just saying, come out and check on XYZ. Check on my neighbor. And that's what happened. And now Tatiana Jefferson is now dead. So, Naz, did we have a caller on the line? Are you back?
Yes, I am back. We have a caller in line. Matter of fact, let's give the proper introduction without no further ado. We're going to take on the line right now. We have Thelma calling in from East Orange. Thelma, welcome to the show.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Hey, is that T. Ramsey?
That's T. Ramsey. What's up?
Hey, T. Ramsey. Calling in talking about Thelma.
No, so I heard y'all talking about names like Tequila. I was like, let me use my real name because they're talking about Tequila.
I'm like, Thelma? I don't know any Thelmas listening. And maybe one day we will have a Thelma calling, but I recognize your voice. Thanks for calling in. And
I feel some kind of way because I said, well, what do you want me to call? She said, Thelma. I'm like, okay. I mean, I'm thinking like, no.
Like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want no drama with husbands. Be like, you know, what do you want to, you know, hear in the background, glasses
right.
Breaking.
But Thelma's so formal. It's DJ T. Ramsey. And she is a very good friend of mine and very intelligent. And thank you for calling in for this segment. We actually talked a little bit about this topic the other day on Mellow Mondays. So did you know that the officer has been released on bail already?
No.
Already?
I didn't know
he's been
released. This is the one who shot the woman through the window? That one?
This is
you know,
the
it's
woman
like
who
a,
shot.
It's like a
right,
shot a week.
I think he shot her on like Saturday night. And his bail for killing this 28-year-old innocent woman in her home was set at $200,000. That was his bail.
So that's $20,000 on.
That's $20,000. Thank you.
Yeah, that's not
$20,000 is all he had to post. And he's out.
Wow.
He's out. He is fired, which happened quickly. But I'm still concerned that, you know, when this goes to actual trial, that we're not going to get justice. Because it's just scary. They were saying that perhaps the police union bailed him out. Is that legal? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
If he hasn't formally been convicted, depends on the police union. Some will provide legal assistance, which is probably part of their dues and what they do.
Wow.
You know, it's a due process. But yet he did quit. So the question is, did he lose those privileges and rights of the union because he quit?
Because he quit. That's a very good
did
point.
Did he quit? Did they fire him, though?
He quit before
they fired
him.
That's right.
He resigned. And, you know, despite that, I mean, he probably knew he was going to be fired because, the captain or the chief of police said, no, he was going to get fired. Oh, definitely, he was going to get fired. You know, and, you know, maybe the inside sources like, look, you better quit before, and maybe it's an issue of trying to protect his pension at this point. He quit, withdrawal of all his pension funds before it gets subject to lawsuit, because you can sue for the lawsuit of the pension. And he's been on the force for a while, so that would have been taken.
Oh, he'd been on the force for a while? Because I thought they said he was like a new officer. So, but
he's relatively new. I feel like
Relatively new, from my understanding. He did come from somewhere. So, he wasn't no spring chicken. I mean, I think he was, you know, definitely in his 30s, I think it was. I had to do a little more research and find out more about him. But he had a pension. I mean, maybe he jumped fast. I mean, there's a reason why he quit fast. He has a game plan.
So he was 34 years old. He was booked on Monday evening and released by 9:15. He spent maybe 2 hours in jail.
He didn't spend the night in jail?
He didn't even spend the night in jail. He didn't spend the night in jail. And I'm still, just like I was a few days ago on Mellow Mondays, I'm still at a loss for words for how this man right now is out on bond with the same freedoms that you and I have. And he, to me, in cold blood, murdered this young woman.
Absolutely.
In cold blood, he murdered this woman. So, you know, I don't even know, do either of you, what do we say to people that are listening? For instance, I'm going to ask you, T. Ramsey, and thank you again for calling in. What do you say to your students when they ask you about situations like this?
You know, it's a difficult situation to talk about because you can no longer have the conversation with students, oh, do what you're asked to do. You know, if you get stopped, you know, it used to be you could have the conversation about what to do when you get stopped by the police. Now you're in your own home. And you're minding your business. The other one was eating a bowl of ice cream on his couch. This one's playing video games.
Right.
So what, like, you can't prepare for that. You can't even give any preparation for you being in your own home doing what you do in your house and somebody coming into your home and shooting you. I don't know. I don't have words. You don't even have words for it.
It's really, you know, it puts you at a loss for words. Mr. Naz, what, you know, for you, you know, you mentor a lot of young men. What do you say to them when they ask you about these types of issues? Like Thelma said, she was home. The last man, he was home on his couch. She's home in her room playing video games. How do you explain this to the youth when they come and they ask you questions
Very challenging and hard conversation, but the conversation is more that kind of can't let your guard down. You know, one, you're already being a person of color. You know, our young men, young women, being people of color, we already have a target, obviously, you know, from sitting at home to being shot. And mind you, this is twice that happened in the Austin, Texas area, you know, with the other young man that was shot that was also in the same area. I believe the same police force. If I'm correct,
yeah, they're saying in that Dallas area it's been like 9 in the last 6 months.
Yeah,
that's correct.
You know,
that's correct. It's a hard conversation, but it's a realistic conversation. We cannot be walking around, and all due respect to those who do a lot of protesting, sometimes it seems like it's not enough because, you know, we're protesting, taking knees, and they're kicking us in the back or shooting us in the head. You know, from driving to sitting in your home to racial profiling to systematic social racism that's happening in jobs to just, you know, where we live at, you know, creating environments where, you know, it's hard to for a person of color to advance, you know. It's hard to have the conversation.
Live. Let me be the ignorant one on the show. We want to survive and just live.
I just want to breathe and eat some ice cream. And play
right. I just
want to play video games and
eat ice cream. And I can't even do that. You know, you're in your
house. But I will say this, you know, a friend of mine, you know, we're in the Jersey area, those listening outside the Jersey area, a friend of mine who's another officer, you know, I'm not going to tell the town he's called, you know, from. But he said, look, a lot of people of color, get your weapons illegally. I mean, legally, sorry, not illegally. My street side kicked in. No, what happened? I'm sorry. Don't pay attention to that. No, he said get it legally. What's happened is they're making it hard for people of color to get weapons.
Yeah. Because
they don't want you to be armed. Get it legally, you know what I mean? And, of course, we got, you know. But it's going to come to a point when it's going to be enough is enough. And I believe this happened in the 60s with the Black Panther Party. Enough is enough.
Yeah.
There's going to be a point.
Yeah.
There's going to be civil unrest. And people of color can say enough is enough. Because it's leaning hard to that.
It
what
is.
Do we do?
It's,
But we got to be honest with each other. We got to say, you know what? You got to watch your back. We have to be aware. You know, we may have to take extra steps. You know, you see somebody at the window, just be walking up to the damn window. But I'm pretty sure, like you guys just said, I mean, this woman was eating ice cream, playing a video game.
With her nephew. And then here you are, again, a neighbor who was not minding his business and doing a good thing. Imagine how he feels because he called, come and check.
Right.
Something's going on because they left the front door open. So now he has got to have on his heart for the rest of his life that because he made that phone call, this young woman is no longer alive. That's going to eat
right.
away at him. You know, so now
yes.
it's people are afraid to not just snitch, right? They're going to be afraid to call to even have you checked on because you're damned
right.
if you do, you're damned if you don't. And before we let T. Ramsey go, and speaking of civil unrest, I was trying to do my research on the Kurds and their allies and the Syrian thing, and I'm overwhelmed by it all. And I feel
mm-hmm.
like Trump is leading us into World War III. Like, he's breaking bonds with people that are our allies, and they're now turning to help from people that are enemies. It's so deep. It's so deep.
Yeah.
So, Thelma, are you mentioning this in school? Like, do you speak about political?
Because I'm with the younger kids, it's a lot harder for them to kind of understand all that's going on.
I can't understand it.
Right. They understand it. They think Trump is bad.
That's all they need to know. Trump is bad. Trump is bad. And I was trying to do research and just really understand the dynamics of what's going on and why Turkey is attacking the Kurds in Syria. It's also confusing. But if we don't understand everything about it, we do need to understand that we are on the verge of war,
mm-hmm.
and that Turkey basically said to Trump, fuck you and your sanctions. That's pretty much, he's like, we're going to sanction, and they're like, whatever, do what you got to do. We're going in here and we're taking over. And it's so disheartening. We got to vote.
Mm-hmm.
I know I sound like a broken record. I know it's a cliche, but we've got to vote. Even if you think your vote doesn't count, nothing beats a failure but a try. Go out and vote.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. He's straight up saying, I'm not complying with anything. We want documents for these impeachment proceedings. He's like, I ain't giving you nothing. His whole team is reckless, and I know, Naz, I'm going over. I hear the cues. Because his whole team, everybody, Pence, Trump, Rudy Giuliani, we ain't giving you nothing. Like, how can you just say you're not going to comply with the law and you are the leaders of the damn law? I'm lost. I'm really,
yeah.
really, really lost on all of this.
You need a hug? You need a hug?
Get Tito some tissue. I mean, she really didn't. I can't have
45. 45 got, you know, got my one and only diamond all riled up.
Oh,
I mean,
my goodness. I'm sorry. But, Thelma, thank you so much.
Hold on. I need her input.
Wait.
I need her input.
Oh.
My turn.
She said, give
okay.
me some tissue. Stop
Thelma
crying
go, yeah.
man up. That's what she told me.
Listen,
I'm sorry.
I need Thelma around,
Thelma.
I need her input. I need two women input. Now, tonight's topic, for those just tuning in, welcome to the Uncle Talk Show, yours truly, Mr. Naz.
Tonight's topic, wow.
Now, what we're going to do is, tonight's topic is wake up your relationship. Now, I want to swing it to, of course, our guest caller, the one and only Miss Thelma, because that's what she told me to call her. You know, now, the question I want to present to you, when you hear that, wake up your relationship, what does that mean?
You're talking to T. Ramsey,
aka
Miss Thelma? Okay.
No, she said Thelma, son. Until she tells me to call her otherwise, I'm going to respect the woman.
All right. I think that means put some fire back in your relationship. Take some time to figure out what's missing and put some spark back in your relationship.
Okay. But how?
Well, I think it's different for everybody because what sparked for me may not be sparked for the next person. Some spark.
Well, let's hear it. Do
we
say.
We need to be more let's intimate. We need to get it in more. We're not intimate enough. We're not having enough sex. We're not doing that.
Nice.
And some may be we're spending enough quality time together. We're not going out together. So I think it's different for every person. And then some people could be having sex every day and still not be connected.
And still not girlfriend.
Oh, it is going to the motion. But did, I mean, how do you tell your man,
like, right,
or tell your spouse you need to get it into more? I mean, how do you tell him?
Well,
you just come flat out and tell him, or do you kind of leave hints, or you tell a joke, or how do you slip that in there?
You tell a joke. it was
I know that's ignorant, right?
Three men in a bar.
Yeah.
One wasn't doing it right.
You know, yeah, exactly. Now, you know what? Stop. I thought about something crazy and dirty, but I want to say it. I'm sorry, Thomas.
I put up a post and I asked people for their feedback, and most people gave like very general things. You know, prioritize your relationship, take care of yourself, spend quality time together.
That's all the stuff you get out of the Cosmopolitan magazine.
Right. Have gratitude. Say thank you. And I'm sitting here like, I need them details. Like, how to spark this up. So I'm going to speak from what I would want. I need you to smell good. I need for you to...
Damn. You want to smell good?
It's like I need you to bang.
Directly
to
smell. Directly
to
smell.
Damn, first of all, I'm a little concerning right now. You just start the conversation with smelling good.
Last
what have
you
been
concerned about my garbage pail. Now you're concerned about smell.
No, but you just said smell good. I'm worried about you right now.
But that's
don't
that's
be
her.
Worried about me.
That's
I'm good.
That's what she's attracted to. That's
I think.
That
well, yeah, I mean, me too.
I
mean, that's a goal for me.
Smells like scents it, and a man who smell and has on the proper cologne. None of that brute stuff. Don't come out with no Maserati and brute like a nice expensive cologne because ladies, we are. Sense or sensual, well, positive sense. I don't know, no, not funk, but it's an aphrodisiac for me, for him to smell good. Don't come home smelling. You know, you can come home smelling like your job, but then bathe. Why? Do it quickly too. Like you want. Look, I'm sorry. Look as good for me as you want me to look for you. And sorry, watch some. Now, if the spark is leaving the bedroom because we're doing the same things over and over again, I'm going to put some porn on for you. I'm going to take your phone. I'm going to download something.
Oh,
I'm
you're going to do that to him?
For you, so you can
oh,
learn
you're
going to
do that
tricks.
To him? Now, Pope said that man's
yes.
game is better than his.
Well, then learn. Learn.
Him?
This is considered. Oh. This is not considered freaky. This is a tutorial.
You also have to listen to your partner's body, their body language,
right.
what they're saying,
right.
you know,
what they're,
reacting
to, what they're not reacting
to. Right.
Right.
So you got to be able to be in tune with whoever you're being intimate with.
Right, because
be like,
every man and woman, we're not the same. So what was mm-hmm. great for the last person might be a total turn off physically. For
right.
the next person, so you have to be. If that didn't work, then try something else. You can't just
right.
be mundane. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
So you getting all of our input. Don't sit over there like Mr. Winfrey. He's been over there taking notes. No, Mr. Winfrey, from
mundane.
A man's perspective.
Now, yeah, washing up is definitely, smelling good is definitely a top priority. And I can school a lot of our men on colognes because some men, because you see a man wearing or somebody you know at your job or somebody you go around, oh, that smells good on them. Every cologne fits every man differently. It's the body, it's the chemistry. So you want to find something. Wait, how about this? Take your woman out with you when you buy colognes. See what appeals to her. You know, see what she likes. See what stimulates her. If she's, oh, I like that one, that's the one you better get, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to get the one you be like, ooh, you know, she's in there rubbing her nose, it's like the hair is singeing on her nostrils.
Like,
you don't want to get that one. You don't want to get one. Stay away from that.
what do men like? So, like, woman comes to bed every night in her big T-shirt. Like, is that acceptable? Does lingerie turn men on? Like, because we
it depends on the big T-shirt. It depends on the big T-shirt. I mean, you can get away with that sometimes. I mean, you know, of course, you know, like, listen, if she's wearing one of your shirts and maybe it doesn't cover everything, that's sexy to me. That's what's
okay.
up. That's sexy. I mean, you know, you want to wear one of my shirts, you know, I don't need you wearing a big one. You need to wear the one that doesn't cover everything. I need to have fun with this.
Now, what if she has on her hair bonnet? Delma mentioned
hair bonnet.
You know what? Then you got to have fun with it. You got to reverse it. It's like, you know, all right, she's wearing a head bonnet. All right,
so
what you do is you go in. Yeah, different to her. So what you do is you go in the room, you put on her face on that, what's that green shit y'all put on your face, the cream stuff. You know, remember that movie, The Mask? You come slide in the room, you had that suit on, that thing on, like, and you just whip open your suit, it had nothing on under it. Like, here, you know.
What?
That's what I'm saying, have fun.
How the hell
did
we get here from the bonnet? Wait a minute.
No, see, but that's how I get down. Everybody's different. I got to have fun with it. You want to wear the bonnet? Okay, I got something for you. Watch this. I'm coming in the room with my Timberlands on and butt naked with a construction hat on.
I can't. Okay.
And a slam talking about it's time to go to work. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, Selma, thanks for bringing up the bonnet.
I'm sorry.
Look, I mean, I'm saying
it's having fun with it.
You got to make your spouse laugh. And, you know, I say that in you know, as far as funny, because sometimes when you're so serious in your relationship and you don't take the time to, you know, make your other person laugh, I mean, it's a time to be romantic. Mm-hmm. It's a time to be silly, and it's a time to really, as Selma said, put work in. this time,
right?
And if you got to watch a porno together, just don't watch something that makes this other man make you look small. Just don't do that. Because she'll
sound like
watch
you
that porno without
with
you.
That, but we'll do that for after hours, like unconcealed after hours. Like, that's like the third time that you said make sure that you've compared.
Because I've had men have confided in me in the barbershop talk. Like, yo,
because I got a friend. Because my friend.
She want to pull out some damn dildo. You know, she told us this is a tough
friend.
Relationship. You know, I'm good. I'm good.
He's like, no, listen, I'm good. For real, I'm good. What about egos? I think that a lot of times women, we forget to stroke their egos. Men are very simple characters.
Damn,
it really
does simple. I'm sorry, fellas. He's called us simple. Yeah,
no, but their needs are simple. They like their ego stroke. They like, you know, they're very consistent and very simple in what they're like and their needs.
I'm not here. My ego. I'm sensitive right now. Dang.
But no, and that's the thing. Sometimes. We're talking about putting spark in, but let's talk about not taking the spark out, right? Sometimes you just take the spark out by beating up or forgetting to do certain things, or you come home and, you know, your man is telling you that he's done something great, and again, it might be a great thing, but we may be, as a woman, we're busy. We're on to the next thing. We've got meetings. We've got families to raise, the children. We've got to prepare dinner, keep the house. Mm-hmm. So we don't have time. Even though he's done something really great, we don't take the time to just simply stroke his ego for that great thing. Even if it was a great intimate experience, he needs a little bit of ego stroking. Maybe a text message the next day telling him how wonderful it was. Mm-hmm. Egos, men have very fragile egos. And
we have got to not take the spark out.
You know, sometimes we go around with little extinguishers and we're just putting the spark out little by little, bitching about stuff that doesn't even matter. I used to do it, things. Yeah, I don't do it anymore. I don't take the spark out anymore. You know why? Because I've learned over the years, certain things don't matter. One time I was at a marriage retreat, and no, I'm not married now, so I'm drawing back on my history. Drawing back. But I was at a marriage retreat, and the reverend, he said, you know, ladies, if he takes the time to make up the bed, come home and just appreciate the bed is made up. Don't complain about it's not made up the way that you were making. And I really thought he was speaking directly to me because I didn't appreciate the effort. So I, instead of being thankful that my husband took the time to make the bed, I would say, you ain't make the bed right. I was breaking down his ego and taking, using my fire extinguisher and spraying out the sparks, and I didn't even realize I was doing it. So we've got to think about how we are treating the other person, which is taking a spark out. You know, if a person goes out and they like to do certain things and you never want to do it with them, fire extinguisher. They want you to participate in XYZ. Let's say you're dating a DJ, and that DJ is going out and he's going to different. Not you. We're not you. Like, wait a minute. We're not a DJ.
Wait a minute. Wait one damn minute.
Right. But when you're dating somebody and they have a particular thing that they love to do, and I'm going to use DJing as an example, and although they've been DJing for years, now they're getting new opportunities and they're excited about it. And you like, all right, you go ahead, you be excited about that, but I'll see you when you get back. You don't go and you don't show support to them in that moment, in that environment of where they are shining. You the only one out there supporting them. Extinguisher, you're putting out the spark.
But what if he sucks? What if your man sucks DJing? You gonna still support him in the crowd?
You talk to him about
the DJ.
Then you talk to him.
You talk to him about
that
behind closed doors. You talk to him about that. You tell him to watch a freaking tutorial. I don't know, but if somebody has found, if he sucks and somebody's giving him the opportunity to shine in all of his activity, you better go out there and support him, because when he comes home, his ego hasn't been, and he's feeling down. You took out a little bit of spark, and while you are taking out the spark, guess what is happening to DJ Suckity Suck? You got somebody out there.
You do say Suckity Suck.
DJ Suckity Suck. This is just an example. You said he sucked. I thought the DJ was great, but since you want to throw a bad DJ into it. So you got this less than talented person out there doing what they do, and guess what's happening? It's other people, other women or men, but, you know, out there that's supporting them, and they're giving them a spark that they're not getting at home. Watch your spark. Stop. Don't take it out. We talking about putting it back in. Shit, don't take it out. Don't take it out.
And the other thing is, don't take people for granted. You know, you just think they always be there because, you know, and what I've learned in my 53 years of life is that everybody got some stuff, and your stuff ain't no better than the next one's stuff. And just like your stuff was the flavor of the week this month, next month somebody else is to be flavor of the week.
Right.
So you can't take a person for granted and just think they're going to always be there because whatever way you're
just because it's
them.
You. Just because it's you.
You know what? I just want to add to
you
that.
Ain't
I'm glad
special.
You brought that up. I think a lot of times people do take, and you know, just being serious, they take their spouse or the person whoever they're with for granted. That, you know, they take them for granted, you know, because you guys chose each other. I mean, you know, I can speak from the men's perspective. A lot of men that I talk to, been around, and just from old to young, I hate to say it, just a lot of them don't take the time to go back to be chivalrous. We talked about it last week. They'll take time to love on that woman, or take time, hey, listen, you know, look, you know, oh, yo, you bought some new shoes, or you look nice in this. Compliments,
yeah,
you know.
Compliments.
Just compliments. Let her know you appreciate her. You know, just say, look, how's your day doing? Just thinking about you. Stuff like that.
Right.
Just taking the time, and like you just said, Diamond, not taking it out of the relationship. Because if you did that to get her, why can't you keep doing that? Why can't you keep having dates with your spouse? Why can't you still be romantic with your spouse? Not every day is going to be a harlequin. We talked about that last week as well. You know, you just gotta stay consistent. You know, stay
for
very
the people
consistent.
That aren't as old as you, can you please explain what a harlequin is?
All right, listen. There's this. All right, not saying I read the damn book. So, you know, Leah set me up.
I know what it is, but listeners may not know because
it's a romantic series of books. All right? I mean, damn, you're going to set me up.
From the 1970s.
Yeah, you're going to set me up. Damn.
Because it's like,
payback's
a bitch. I'm like,
payback's
a bitch. Really going to keep doing this Harlequin Book of Romance. I still have my Harlequins, but anywho, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. No, that's all right. Now Joker's going to be walking up on me. You know, I cut a mellow Monday. He's like, oh, where that book at, son?
Right.
Like, yo,
right.
If you don't back the hell up.
Where is
the Harlequin? I don't need none of the fellas coming on me. Listen, man, we had to holler at you, man. Them Harlequins. Nah, it's a romantic book, you know. I do read and I do pay attention to different things. I grew up with a lot of my sisters. It was like three of us and my mom's. And I was intrigued with, I guess my father had a lot to do with that. That's a long story. I used to ask, see them, think about relationships, because we all like 1 year apart. And I'll ask, mm-hmm. What happened? And they would share their relationship stories with me. You know, I watched some of the stuff that my mom and my father go through, so I started learning. And then my mom would always tell me, school me, like, this is something that you need to do to make a woman happy. Hear my sisters talk about, what they like to see in men. They all had their own different personalities, so I was intrigued with that. So I started listening more. And, I kind of used that power for evil back in the day.
I was just going to ask you that. Did you do that? Because you understood women so well. Did you use it to your advantage?
Oh, yeah, I used it all. Man, I was trifling. Oh, my God. I mean, I needed Jesus. I was horrible. Oh, my God. Womanizing to the 10th
power. You're disgusted with yourself.
Oh, man. But, we talk behind the scenes because we're going to have a show about it. I'll say one small tidbit. Diamond, I'm not talking about it all the way. Listen, I was so horrible. A woman took advantage of me and put it like this. She has pictures. She was a very large woman. And my womanizer got me in the wrong situation. I'm like, I'm waking up next day like, look at what you done did. You disgust me.
Took pictures of it. That is
so
the best.
I say that because, I did learn about women. I unfortunately learned how to manipulate the situation. I knew how to please women. And ladies, I'm pretty sure you had that man. He's too good to be true. Challenge him. See how consistent he is. Mm-hmm. Challenge him by all means. Because you have men out here who do the same nonsense that I did at my younger years. It was until I had my daughter, my daughters, that made me wake up. Because I didn't want them to go through or be treated by, a man wrong the way I was. Mm-hmm. And, I apologized. Wow. I was wrong. I was dead wrong, and I deserved everything that came to me. So God said, look, I'm going to give you some girls. So, with that being said, I did learn a lot, but it also taught me to become a better man in my relationship, a better man for my daughters. So, and I apologize to some of my past ex. I did. I had to, and it made me a better person. But I say that because it was imperative that I had to learn from that to become a better man for my relationship. So, yeah, my lady keeps me on my toes. I gotta put work in. I really do. I have to do.
This, I'm looking online. I'm always looking online. And this says that I'm looking for tips to rekindle the romance in your relationship. And this thing says designate taboo topics. Decide ahead of time which topics you won't discuss. This is not to say that they aren't valid or important, but if they don't bring enjoyment to you and your partner, save them for another time. Okay, I get it. This is saying don't discuss Aggie topics on date nights. Okay, because I'm like, wait a minute. I feel like communication is key and open communication. But what they're saying is don't dampen the mood. If we're out and we're having a date night to rekindle our romance, don't bring up some negative stuff. Don't bring up the old girlfriend or what you did when we first started dating and things like that. What about though dates? Sometimes people don't have it in their budget to go on extravagant dates. Is dating important? For me, dating is very important. I love to go out, not just to parties and things like that. I like private time. Thelma, is that just me? Is that a woman thing? Like, I love dates. I like going out, doing different things, different dinners, and not just eating, although we obviously I love food, you know, museums and walks in the park and things like that. And sometimes it's hard when your interests aren't the same. You know, how not doing things together can really dampen a relationship too. You know, that can kill the spark.
Yeah,
so
sometimes that is hard when you don't share the same interests or your partner doesn't want to do things like you do. But sometimes I think it's about compromise too. Sometimes I'm going to go to the things you like, and then sometimes you got to take one for the team and come to the things that I like to do. So that's the
right
part of it too, that you got to compromise.
Yeah, that's definitely a compromise. And what may happen is that sometimes they may have had one experience or maybe never even had that experience at all. When I mention wine festivals, not to just anyone that I'm dating, but even to some of my girlfriends, they're like, that sounds boring. And it is the best experience. There's music,
it's
food.
Fun.
You're out. It's so much fun, but people really turn their nose at it. So what I've learned is go ahead and do it by yourself, even if I have to, you know. But it is nice when you have a partner that is open to try things that they haven't tried before, and oftentimes you'll find that you actually like it. You like it. We tend to have a closed mind, like, I ain't going like that, so I just don't want to do it. And we've got to be open-minded. Naz, am I on point with that? Do you, from a male's perspective, because y'all are kind of funny. On Sundays, you just want to watch football. You don't really want to be bothered. You know, maybe you go to church, and then you just want to come home and watch football. So, but there's got to be some compromise in that, you know?
Well, I mean, first of all, this stereotype you got of us fellas, I mean, damn.
I'm sorry. Innocent.
I mean, some of us cut from different cloths. But no, but I'm bullshitting. You kind of right on some of it.
On some of it.
Like, yeah.
All right, I like football. But however, on football Sundays, I do all the cooking. So she gets a great meal, and everybody in the family gets a great meal. I changed to a family event. So I try to make, you know, I cook for the family on Sundays. So, but to answer your question about dating is very important. You don't need a lot of money to spend time with somebody. Sometimes a romantic walk. If you live in certain areas, maybe you can go on a nice little nature, you know, nature hike, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Taking the time to do little things, having lunch together, or going to the local park, providing is, you know, there's certain questionable parks. Have a picnic.
You know,
I had to think about some of the parks in the area that we know we're familiar with.
Right.
You know, and also during a safe time.
Right.
How about this? Write a romantic letter. I know it's a lost art form. Some people don't do it. You know, don't even know how to write because we're living in the world of microwave age and texting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know, take the time to write something from your heart. You know, or write down, how about this, fellas? And I did this before, and it was a great response. I wrote down what I wanted from, you know, what I want from the relationship. You know, I gave 10 reasons to want more from relationships, and then I just left an additional 10 blank. You know, I'll have 10 more. I'll talk to you in 10 days. But she was a smart ass. She gave me 10 responses.
Responses were. I'm telling you, that's what
No, that's not important. The thought that counts.
Oh.
The thought that counts.
I was like, well, I got responses to all of this.
I wouldn't write you a letter because you'll have some hell of responses.
You got point. I got counterpoint.
Diamonds
are special, too. Her responses. I don't know if you want to hear them all, but anyway, you have to take the time, fellas, to communicate with her, ask her her interests, ask her the things, pay attention to the details. There's little things that sometimes a woman may not say. You know, she may talk about a certain show. You may be bored to death, and I believe Ms. Thelma talked about it earlier. It's a compromise. Just listen to her. Share that. You may be surprised. I've caught myself slipping watching Lifetime. Don't know how the hell it happened. I'm like, yo, what's happening on that? Next, you know, two hours later, I'm like, how am I into it? So now something I thought I wasn't going to be into, I was into it. We sat down on the couch. We just wanted to watch an old show. And I'm wishing they're gossiping about the damn show when it's over. Like, I don't believe he killed that heifer.
Right.
I mean, but I'm saying it's crazy. And then vice versa on sports. And then, you know, she's watching like, oh, my God, you know, who's winning? And then next, you know, you see a big hit, and, you know, she's like, damn. You know, and we're having a dialogue. It's amazing once you open up that forum to the person that you're trying to be with or keep that relationship fresh on just by compromising. And tell me you nailed it on that one. It's compromising. You'd be surprised.
It's funny that you say that because, again, I'm still doing my research, and it says take TV up a notch is one of the tips to fall back in love with your partner. There's nothing wrong with vegging out with your man after a long day, you know, zoning out and watching TV shows. So I think that you are a writer for Harlequin. You're really hitting everything on the nail.
You know what? I can't with you. All right.
No, I mean, you are Mr. Too Damn Good to Be True. Like,
No, that's all right. I'm not taking out your garbage now.
No, that is a must. We're going to talk about that some more. And, shake up your sex schedule. So we all know that waiting until the end of the night to have sex often means that you'll fall asleep before you get it in. So try alternative times to have sex. Meet up on your lunch hour Saturday afternoon when the house is empty. Slip into your spouse's morning shower. And if
hold
evening,
up. Did you say
truly,
lunch hour? Did you say lunch hour?
Yeah. You know,
I don't know about you. I want to take a nap. I'm hungry. I want to take a nap after.
No, I'm shopping. I'm shopping on lunch. I'm shopping.
Hold up. You're trying to tell me after you're going to go shopping?
Instead of having sex on lunch? Absolutely. That's
my
going
shopping after?
Not
you going shopping
after sex.
Oh, yeah. I thought you was like, you jumping up and like, Macy's, here I come.
Give me $40.
Thanks for that. No shopping now.
That was good. Where the money?
You look like right. Hold on, you're like, hold up, where the hell my wallet at?
Right.
Get your ass back
here. Right. And what about space? A lot of people on the post said that give your partner space is a way to spark up the relationship. I don't know.
No, that's right. No, come on. You don't want no overbearing person who's always down your neck and clingy, too clingy. Like, yo,
like
let
when
me
we
miss
doing
you
the show, they sitting
bit
in the studio staring at us, right? Like just right there.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, oh my God, I hate that.
Not don't you have? You gonna be like, ain't you got something to do? Right.
Or you text you during the day. What you doing? I'm at fucking work. Why you keep texting me?
I'm working. Yeah. And that's why your partner.
Bill.
Right. Your partner has to be on the same level as you when it comes to that. Like you can't date the person who puts the labels on the avocados at Super Fresh, right? They just stamp the avocado,
yeah.
And then you're trying to run a corporation.
Labels on avocados,
that's a job, right? When you buy your produce, it has a sticker. Every produce, every piece of fruit in the supermarket has a sticker, and that's the key. So if they don't know what that piece of produce is when it gets to the register, the avocado stamper guy has already put that. You guys,
damn.
You never seen that before? That's
no,
a job.
That's got to be a depressing
job. The avocado stamper guy.
Depending on how old you are.
You know the avocado stamper guy.
Now, yeah, what you do, son? What's your job? I'm avocado sticker. That's what I do. You know, put down a resume. The next week we're moving up to lemons.
My point is, the avocado stamper guy has more time on his hands than the person that's running the school or working in a civil job or running, you know, working in corporate day. So all day they're like, "What you doing now? What you doing? I'm working. I have responsibilities." So, you know, and that can't, but on the flip side of that, a nice text message, I hope your day's going well, I'm just thinking of you. So there's balance. It's got to be balanced. I like to know that my man is thinking of me throughout the day, you know, but don't sit there.
But how much is too much, ladies? How much is too many texts during the day? Come on, let's be honest. Come on, how many texts your spouse is just texting you? Like, What's a good amount?
What you doing, Al?
I'm just asking. You know what I'm saying? I'm just asking for some people that may be listening.
Well, shit, ask for me, because I've been there, done that. You know I got one of here, and here go.
Oh.
Mofo sitting home with the play jobs. I'm running a whole corporation. Well, why can't you see me on Facebook? Like, what exactly are you doing? And then you texted me like, yeah, you told me last night that your client was cutting up. So how did that go? None of your business. How that went. I'll tell you when I get. Don't you got something to do?
Don't get a job.
Right. You know they hired
you
for the avocado.
Would that keep
your
relationship fresh too? Yeah, a man
no,
working, would that keep the relationship fresh?
Yeah, please. That keeps it very fresh. But
yes,
you got to do more. It definitely keeps it fresh. And then we've got something to talk about when we come home. And listen, we got to listen. Because if I come home and I've had a stressful day, I don't necessarily need you to digest it and feel it all. Just let me vent. And then, you know, listen and maybe empathize with me a little bit, and then we can move on and have some fun and laugh and crack jokes. But don't internalize it. Start calling me tomorrow, like, remember what you told me last night? So how did that 10 o'clock meeting go? It's 10:10. I'm still in the meeting, bro. Like, get a job. Like, you know, is monster.com still a thing? Like, you know they got this job site. Because they not qualified for Indeed or LinkedIn. And I think, like, you know they still got this thing. This called the Star Ledger classifies. Get a job. So it can become overkill. But just having somebody to say, thinking about you, hope your day is going well. Sometimes that's nice, too, but not too many. 5 is too many. We work 8 hours a day. I don't need to hear from you 5 out of 8 hours.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Damn,
that's
hold
a
up.
Lot,
wait
right?
a minute. You said ooh. You said
Thelma
ooh.
Thelma was like, ooh. She felt it. She felt it.
Come on.
Now,
come
you,
on, no,
you
no,
felt
no,
that,
come,
right? She felt it. She was like, ooh.
Come to the couch. Come to the couch. Come talk to us. Come to the couch. What happened? Come on. Come on. Tell Dr. Naz. What happened?
I'm just saying. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
I mean,
that sounded
really personal. We're here to help you. We're trying to help you, Thelma. Come on. Let Dr. Naz and Dr. Diamond help you. You know, we're here for you.
I'm cured. I mean, not cured. I'm what? I'm
recovered.
I'm in a better place now.
Okay. I just thought we need to call the local authorities and we had to get a restraining order. I mean, that mission was beyond woken
now.
Up. Okay. I'm just going to make sure. I mean, I have connections. We can handle that.
Naz, we're having so much fun, we haven't even done a station drop. Can I get a station drop so people know who they're listening to? Even if you do it verbally, that would be great. I'm saying, you got a whole board in front of you. You're just having so much fun.
I know, but I'm having fun with you ladies. Oh, my God. You're funny. I mean, that ooh was spectacular. You know, I'm going to have to take that and use that as a sound bite. So,
oh, that's
going to
be
know,
a sound bite for sure. Ooh.
But, ooh. Yeah, yes, I need that. So let's do a quick little drop and we're going to jump back on this. Thank you. Hold on a second.
You're listening to one of New York's top syndicated shows, The Unconcealed Talk Show, featuring Mr. Nass and Diamond V.
Yes, you're back. For those just tuning in, it's the Unconcealed Talk Show with yours truly, Mr. Naz, the lovely Miss Diamond D. Salute to Mr. Mike Real. And, of course, we have a guest, Miss Thelma, because I haven't earned the right to call about a DJ name yet. And she's on live. So we want to welcome her. Yeah, so for those, the number is 516-595-8127. I want to give a shout-out and salute. And apparently we're being picked up by another podcast network. So big salute to Breaker for picking us up and adding us to, the social media and podcast network. Thank you.
How do you find out? I didn't even know. I just get random texts from you. Like, we got this again.
The emails and on my business line, and I get notifications and who picked us up and who's carrying
that
you
is so
now.
Amazing.
I'm like, so I guess we're making noise because what happens is there's a listening process and they kind of go through what is marketable, what is, you know, I guess quality, and I guess we're making someone happy. So
that's awesome.
And also Google Podcasts as well has approved us, so we're there as well. So it's a big picture to this thing, you know. It's a big picture what we're trying to do, and we're trying to not just be just a regular podcast. Also, we're being syndicated, of course, trying to be one of the top ones, you know. Not when I believe we are on the right path. Me and Miss Diamond, we've been admirers of each other's work for a long time. So, and it just, God just, you know, brought us together through K&G. She was shopping, y'all. So, and what she did before shopping,
online.
I don't know, you know, but she was shopping. So.
I shopped on lunch. He was actually in my way. I was so annoyed.
Yeah, I know.
She's
like, who's this big head
joking
in front of me?
I wasn't even on lunch. I was just kind of sliding in, trying to grab. It was hot. It was like 800
Hold up. You was in another building during your work hours. Should you be saying this out loud? I mean, inside voice,
well,
maybe?
It happened now. Ain't nothing they could do about it now. It's over.
Oh.
Like, what? But it was,
you're going to get that call. Get your ass in this room.
It was so hot that day, and it was this summer, and it was like a trillion degrees, and I don't think the air conditioning was working in the building. Like, we literally had to get our CEO to call a building maintenance. But anyway, I'm like, you know what? I need a different dress. I'm going to run down here to K&G, grab me one of these summer dresses for $14.99, and then run back to work. And I get there, and I'm like, it's about 11 o'clock. It wasn't quite lunchtime. And it's crowded. And I'm like, all these men in here, like, what are they doing? Is it Father's Day?
It's called
Father's
a men's
Day.
It was a men's store.
Oh,
sorry. Why are they in there? They're shopping. I mean, damn.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, all these men in here shopping, ain't they got something to do, right? Literally, this is in my mind because it's Stockwisha at this point. I'm like, ain't they got somewhere to be? Ain't they? And
we was in there,
like,
trying to get our, you know, swerve or get our gear right so we, you know, we could please our women.
Right.
And keep wake up our relationship.
And then there's this guy. Now, I'm sweaty. I want to get back to the job. I'm literally just about to freshen up because I need to just start my day over. He's like, you can go in front of me, ma'am. And he turns around. I was like, just go. Hey.
Hold up, person. Why you be so hostile? I was trying to be a gentleman.
Oh, remember
damn.
When you called me on Sunday and I didn't know who it was? Can you tell people
how
I know.
She got all indignant. Thelma, she got a, who's this? I mean, had the deep voice going and everything. Who's this?
I didn't hear you. What did I do?
Who's this? I'm like, don't wait a minute. Who's this? I'm like, I was about to hang up. Like, this is how I'm being treated?
I was at the festival, and I didn't have the opportunity to look at my caller ID. So when I don't know who it is, my defenses go up automatically, and then I turn them off right away. So just in case that was some tomfoolery calling my number, I had to be in Daquisha mode, but I immediately turned that off because I recognized your voice. I was like,
you know, Thelma, she checked me too. She's like, you know, you can take off your professional voice. I'm like, I always have a professional voice. But she says I have a different professional voice, but that's another story.
He has multiple voices. So the other day.
Well, long
ago,
I had no high pitch voice. I mean, long ago, I had no high pitch voice.
That's
not sexy.
That's a whole show. Men with high pitch voices.
A whole show.
We can do a whole.
That's a whole other show.
We got to talk about that. We're going to have to talk about that in a relationship. I mean, I've been dying to ask this question to women. I ran into two men. You know, they swear they all this, but when they start talking, and I'm like, they have this high-pitched sound, I'm like saying to myself, how can a woman want that in a relationship? I mean, you don't want this man on top of you. Hey, how you doing, baby? How you like
no,
it? No, come
no.
on. You can't do that.
On top of me, I mean, don't even want him on the phone with me. Like, It's a major
turn-off. It's a
huge turn-off for me. It's a huge turn-off.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, black women, we naturally have heavy voices. Our voices are deep, sultry, call it whatever you want. The voice
no,
is
I don't want
more
it too deep now. No, not too deep. Not too deep.
You don't want, like, the...
exactly. No, RuPaul. I'll be sitting there like, oh, damn. another one got me. You know, be like DJ Mr. C. Ooh, can't say that.
But... Back in my MySpace days,
there was this man. He was so, his pictures were everything. He was tall, dark, and handsome. And we exchanged. What did you do on MySpace? Was there messages? Somehow there were messages. And I'm like, okay, we've spoken for a while. You can actually call me. And when he called, his voice was so high-pitched, we probably talked for 30 seconds, and I never spoke to him again. It is a major scary turn-off. It is. I'm like,
tell me, what about you? Tell me, you gotta tell me. Is that really a turn-off?
That is a turn-off. That is a turn-off. First of all, I don't even have words for it, but yeah, that is a big turn-off. If your voice is lighter than mine, I don't feel like you can protect. Like, we're out to win something.
Right. I'm going to have to fight for you. Because now you're busy doing a windmill.
Right. Right. You're going to do a windmill and get out some Vaseline and be like,
God. Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Oh.
Like Penelope Pitstop or something.
She said can't protect
me. Right. You cannot protect me. No, I
you
need
can't
to know
protect
that you
me
can
if your voice is not high.
You really can't. And there's somebody screaming. They don't know if it's me or you screaming, right? So now they're running the in the wrong. No.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm
no,
sorry, fellas. Those have high-pitched voices. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
No, actually, not sorry. No apologies. This is the unconcealed.
No, you're right.
No,
it's unapologetic.
Apologize.
I mean, damn. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I mean, I have to ask that question because
y'all can't hear
each
other. No, what'd you say, T?
I'm sorry. And don't be having them whisper voices either, like you think you're talking sexy. And speak up. I can't hear you. Stop it. Knock it off.
Speak up. I can't hear you.
How about the voices that sound like they need some, like some liquid, they sound all raspy. Hey, dummy.
That's just scary. That's just
somebody's old uncle right there. That's funny.
Right. That's somebody's old uncle that smoked cool. He smoked cool.
You need a sugar daddy. I got something. Yeah. And he breathing all heavy and shit when he talking to you. How you doing, Diamond?
Oh, gosh. You sound like you've been doing that before. I don't know. But
Uncle Bo, love you, man.
Oh, you do have an uncle that sounds like that. He's going to get you.
We be getting them doing family reunions. Oh, shit's funny.
That is a mess. I have one last tip, though, that I want to share with people for keeping the spark alive, which was our topic for tonight. I know we've been all around the world, but we really kept, for the most part, we kept it centered. Ask your spouse to teach you something. I like this. So we all need to feel needed. And one easy way to show how much you value your partner and increase loving feelings between the two of you is by requesting his or her expertise. So how to score a baseball game, how to take a photo, how to DJ. Here I go again. I'm going to be a DJ.
See, back to DJ.
But asking them to teach you something. So we talked about intimacy and sex before. Now, you can teach me a new sex position or routine or act or whatever you call it, but depending on how long we've been together, you better not know nothing new unless we watch that tutorial together. Don't come in here with something new, because now I'm wondering, where you learn this?
I agree. Stop the party, all
right,
we've been together
for 15 years, and you coming in here going to the left. You always go to the right.
You always go to the right, don't you?
Right. Now you're here going to the left.
You're right about that.
So be careful about what you teach and what you ask your partner to teach. But I think, though, overall, keeping the spark in the relation, putting the spark back in the relationship was actually the topic. But we should just keep it. Just keep it. Communicate. Let your partner know when, you know, they're becoming a little mundane and think, or take the initiative. Mm. You know, ladies, stop thinking that you're so damn fine and he always going to turn over and seduce you. Seduce him once in a while.
Stop
that's
lying.
Right, that's
just
right.
Because
that's,
you pretty.
That's right. Preach
just
on it.
Because you pretty.
Preach on it,
you want him to do all the work. Do some of the work. Sometimes, ladies, again, men are simple creatures. It does not take a lot. And honestly, if you don't want to do all the work, all you have to do is initiate it. He's going to feel so good, and then he's going to start. He's going to take over. But let him know. Like, ladies, don't become so wrapped up in he got me because I'm beautiful and he should be lucky to have me, to think that you don't have to do anything to make him want to keep you or to be kept or keep this relationship alive. We have to stop being hung up on that. There's so many women that's like, remember this old saying, I ain't got to do that no more. I got him. Listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. First of all, you sound very hood radish right there. You kind of scared.
Well, that's what they say. That was not cliche. I done told you.
I hear that. I mean, I think you know somebody.
Right.
I think you know someone. I mean, that just popped right out all of a sudden. You got to go sit on the couch and talk about your other personality we have. That's going to be another show.
We'll get to know the other multiple personalities in the course of time. Just know that they exist. And my point is, in my Denise voice, okay, we don't think that you are so beautiful or that you're the best catch. And you might be a beautiful woman. You might be the best looking woman, you know, out there. But it takes more than looks. You know, your personality matters, and the whole take me as I am. No, pretty yourself up. I'm not saying that you have to be, you have to wear long weaves. I'm not saying that you have to be natural. Enhance your beauty, ladies, to your best ability, and make him want to come home and look at you. Apparently, he found you attractive for whatever reasons. Don't let yourself go. And men, that goes for you too.
That goes. I'm glad you said that, men. Please, 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 please take care of yourself, because no woman wants a man who just let himself go. And, you know, Dime, I think you said it before. You know, a woman, I guess, a woman is attracted to a man that another woman wants. You said something pertaining to that. I may be saying it wrong. But take care of yourself. I mean, take the time to go shopping. Take the time to manscape. See, men don't think they have to do that.
Oh, shit.
You have to do that. Because
what
that's another show. Nobody wants to
get them feet
done,
too. Sometimes want them scratchy feet on you.
Oh, that's right. Oh, damn. We going in. See, that's that. You wake up your relationship. You wake your woman up, too, after you cut her vein out of her damn her shit. You know, you clip your toenails, fellas. Shave your underarms.
You
ain't nothing worse.
Shit.
Shave your underarms. You should not have Bob Marley in a headlock. You really shouldn't.
No.
Shave your underarms. Put on deodorant, and guys, take the time to wash.
Wait a minute,
everywhere.
Put on deodorant. Wait a minute.
Yeah, some men do it.
Wait
all right.
A minute.
Yeah, some
that
dudes
is so basic.
Just put the cologne
really
on without
to instruct people.
No, we do. We really do. Oh yeah, mouthwash. Mouthwash. Brush your teeth. I mean, you gotta. It sounds simple basic stuff to keep your woman intrigued. Your colognes, right? Take the time when you shave, and you know, maybe put some on after. You know, some cocoa butter or some facial. No woman want to kiss your rugged ass face, sandpaper face, because you got no lotion on, or your feet look like you've been kicking a flower all day. You know, put lotion on.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show, basic hygiene.
I'm sorry, because I see dudes, I mean, oh, God, it just baffles me.
I think it's because of your profession, which we won't say what it is. I think that you run into or you interact with another element of men that we just don't see that.
Some of these men, they go and buy new clothes, but they don't do the hygiene part. Does that make sense? They'll buy new clothes, but they don't take care of the hygiene. Oh, I got this on, bro, you know what a toothbrush is? You're yellow, son.
That is.
No, I'm just saying. saying these are basic things you need to do for you. You know, you got to take care of yourself. A woman, you know, if you, you know, exercise, you know, do the things that can appeal to your woman. You know, you have to take care of yourself, you know, men. You really should take care of yourself. Take pride in your health. Take pride in, because you don't want your woman sitting there saying, you know, looking at another man, oh, man, he looks nice in that. You can wear that. If she starts comparing you to what somebody else is wearing, that means you've kind of lost track what you need to do.
Right.
I've seen when I've seen women look over like, yeah, you know, he looks good in that. I think you look good in that. She's checking another dude, son. Get your shit together.
But that's true. That is true. But also, everything you just said to put the spark back in the relationship is really taking care of yourself. Take care of yourself first. And if we take care of ourselves first, more than likely that person is going to remain attracted to you, because there was something when you went on that first date or that second date. You know, you dressed up, you smell good, you did all the right things, and now that you've been together for years, you get lazy, you get tired, you're focused on the bills and the kids and the grandkids, and, you know, you forget to take care of yourself. And you just can't, because physical, no matter how much we want to stay away from it and say that looks and physical characteristics don't matter, they do. They do.
They do.
You know, you.
They do.
You really do. You know, we act like they don't, but they do. And we have to take care of ourselves first. And
does that make
us
shallow? Are we shallow people now?
Probably, but that's okay. It's unapologetic. Yeah, probably.
Unapologetically shallow.
Yeah, exactly. Unapologetically shallow.
Yeah, you said it before,
I don't think somebody that doesn't stink is shallow. You know?
The inside that matters. I like your personality. Bullshit. Oh, God, she's looking horrible today. She got the big drawers on. Oh, Lord.
So keeping the spark alive, is there a problem with the big drawers?
No, there is a problem. Not every day. No, come on. You shouldn't be looking like
comfortable
in color purple every damn night.
Big drawers are so uncomfortable, though. Herein lies the problem. You've never worn a pair of big drawers, I'm telling you.
No. Hold on. I'll go backtrack on that. Yes, I have. When the elastic leaves it, and
what?
You know, what happens is they had the Steve Harvey bottoms on the box.
When the elastic.
Yeah, that happens. Oh, so that means you got to go out and buy the better brand. I learned, you know. The fellas are feeling this one. Y'all know. Y'all feel me?
He's opening.
You washing
he's
his clothes.
He's opening up
like,
more and more every week.
Oh.
Every week he's opening up more and more, y'all. We're going to get him.
Did I do that? Damn it. You got me talking about myself again.
I sure do. But, Ms. Nancy, can you thank Ms. Thelma for coming through?
Thank you for having me.
I'm sorry you had to hear our shenanigans, but I really appreciate you for coming on the show. You know, hopefully, and I get to know you more. I call you by your DJ name. I appreciate you.
Gotta earn
you know,
it.
I really do. So, but once again, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks
really
for
appreciate
having
it.
Me. All right.
Definitely.
Thank you, T. Ramsey. I get to call you that. All right. See you later. Thanks. Alrighty.
Bye. Oh my God! Thank you so much.
Amazing.
Oh, God,
amazing.
We need Jesus.
I have him. You know, he knows that I got jokes. Every day we talk about him in the morning. Every day during the morning prayers and in the evening. Thank you for putting up with my shenanigans, Lord. You know, he goes, you're welcome. You pushed it today, Tynan, you know. But I think that T. Ramsey was, oh, I'm sorry, Miss Thelma was awesome. She was awesome, right?
No, yeah, she was great. You know, we really, really appreciate her coming on the show. She was definitely awesome. Definitely awesome. Now, I guess we're at the part of the show where we kind of need to, I guess kind of put a wrap on what we talked about, kind of a brief summary.
Okay. You want me to do the brief summary?
No, absolutely.
All right, everybody. So, this is the Unconcealed Talk Show. I'm your girl, Simon Z. You're listening to me and Mr. Nass. And tonight we had so much fun. Thank you again to Thelma Ramsey, a.k.a. T. Ramsey, for tuning in. And we talked on a lot of subjects. And, again, I want to touch on, and I want you all to pay attention to the story out of Dallas where the officer shot the young woman in her home. We've got to pay attention to what's going on in this political realm as well with Trump and Syria and the Kurds, and I'm so confused by it all, but I'm going to read and listen and learn so that we can talk more about it, because when I read high level, it sounds like that we are possibly on the verge of World War III, and I'm afraid. We just need to be aware, and again, we need to vote. So again, even if you don't think your vote matters, you don't believe in a political system and all that, just go and vote anyway. Just go and vote anyway. It takes about 15 minutes. And then we talked about keeping the spark alive, and we learned a lot about Mr. Nass and his Harlequin books, and he's a real romantic, and he has lots of ideas on how to keep the spark alive. But most importantly, take care of yourself and be considerate of your loved one, you know, and what their expectations are, and do what you did in the beginning. I think if we won't have to put the spark back in the relationship if we work hard to never take it out. So, you know, what you did to get him or her, keep doing those same things.
Oh, I like that. You're so smart. You're so smart.
She's smart.
I like that.
She's smart.
That was very good. Very good.
I pay attention. I'm not just a fool. I'm a fool that pays attention.
Oh, my God. I had fun tonight.
It was fun. I didn't think
T-Ram
was
going to
be able to hang out with us all night. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh. She put up with us.
She's so cool. And she's so smart. She was actually even a little bit more quiet. I can't wait for you to meet her. And hopefully, I'm not sure if she'll be there, but you're coming to Mellow Monday, so people will actually be able to see you. So I'm excited.
Oh, they're going to see my big rock head? Oh, Lord have mercy.
They're
going
to get to see you. Your big rock head, all your muscles and all that. Lady, he got ladies, he got muscles.
No,
and
not me.
That,
I don't got no muscles.
He got lots and lots of muscles, ladies. He's ready to get off the line and then end the show so he can hit the gym. But on October
28th. No.
He's like, I got a lift. I pick things up. I put them down.
Now he's doing Mike and son doing, you know, he's like, you're in the yard, nigga. Let me do my quick wrap up. On a serious note, fellas, you know, in relationships, you got to, one, when you accept to be in a relationship, there's a certain level of commitment, whether it's new, old, or while you're in it. It's a level of commitment. You want to do not take the person for granted, because tomorrow is not promised to you. If this person and you guys have made a decision to be with one another, take the time to establish the friendship aspect of it. Create that friendship in the relationship. You know, whether it's long term, short term. But at the end of the day, you've got to meet somebody, know somebody, be a part of someone's life. You know, you don't want that person's memory of you to be a horrific one. You want to take the time to enjoy that. You know, I mean, but I know there's bad relationships. I get it. But I'm saying, fellas, put on a good face. Do right. Do what's right. You know, life is too short. Bring happiness. Don't let that person's memory be of you as of a bad one, a sad one. You know, and like you said, you know, you got to have a relationship. You just got to keep putting work in. You got to, you know, keep that spark. You got to understand and compromise. Key word, compromise. That your relationship don't never have to be woken up if you compromise and you just enjoying each other's company. That's my take on it, you know. So,
awesome.
Oh gosh,
you smart
awesome
too.
Show. Awesome. I know. I try. You know, I done sat on a Diamond D couch. You know, got my therapy. You know, just real quick, we got about a minute left. Any events going on in the area?
I absolutely. You know what? We forgot while T. Ramsey was on Selma. She is actually a leader in the community, a leader in a sorority. And please go to the Diamond D Show page. She is having a breast cancer awareness event on October 27th. So she will be organizing it, and I will be hosting it. So that's on October 27th. And if you go to the Diamond D Show page or DJ T Ramsey, you will see the information for that. And prior to that, we will be October 28th. So the 27th, we'll do the cancer fundraiser, and on the 28th, Mellow Mondays with Diamond D and Mr. Nas.
Awesome, awesome. Now, also, just real quick, a big salute to Rebirth Radio, who rebroadcasts our show on Thursday. You check us out on Wednesdays. Big salute to Basement Life and, of course, Mellow Mondays. We just having a great time. So, once again, whatever you guys do in life, stay blessed and favored. God bless everyone. Please, enjoy yourself. Enjoy life. You only get one.
That's true. Until next week, everybody, have a good night.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show.
For listening to New Jersey and New York, exclusive to trust the Unconcealed Talk Show.
This show is brought to you by Shadow Worlds Media out of the New Jersey and New York area.